It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. We appreciate you as always. And my listening friend, if you're new to us, we sit down and record Heartline, mostly in Jerry Brenneman's office. Jerry's the director of Evangel Home. And then we get all through with this 12 and a half minutes of recording. I send it off to Ken Adams, who opens the program and closes it and makes our conversation a radio ministry. And we appreciate him so much. Jerry, we have Brandy with us, and I can't wait to let this lovely young woman with a fresh face and a new life tell her story.
Me neither. It's been a lifetime in the making, as all of our stories are. But Brandy is, she's living with us in the garden program, and would love for her to kind of refresh how she got there and all of that. But one of the things that I kept my eye on Brandy with is just her learning a different perspective being here. I think her outlook on life, whatever her perspective was before, I see it changing and shifting a bit so that it's more positive. I don't know exactly what the perspective was. If it was totally all about Brandy all the time or it involved other people, I don't know. I don't know if it involved God. But what I see is it's involving God now. And I watch her hang on to that. I remember a couple years ago, Jim, I don't know what I was doing, looking at my index finger for some reason, and realized when I blink my eyes, one eye, my finger looks in one way, and the other eye, it looks like it's moved. And the finger never moves. All that moves is my perspective and which eye, which view I'm going to have. And that's what I see is happening to Brandy, that her perspective is changing. And if her finger is her problem, it's never going to change if she doesn't change her perspective. And Brandy, I could be way off base. I don't know. That's just how I see you this year.
Is that fair?
That is very fair. The Evangel Home and you, Jerry, have helped me to definitely change my perspective. I came in here coming from a family that was very negative, dysfunctional, and not much of a family. I come from a background that doesn't know how to love. We don't have men in our life. My grandfather, both grandfathers, were not in my life. And therefore, we have women that had to work and were out of the home. And so it's not a nurturing home. And so I guess coming here, what I learned was how to gain a relationship with women. And through that, women of God. And the women here, the staff here, having a relationship with Jesus Christ, then were able to show me what God has for me and how God loves me. And I got to see that in the flesh. And the Bible classes here have taught me what God wants for my life, how He loves me. And I never really knew what it was like to be loved. I never knew what it was like to see people in a positive way, to look at women or even men, but to look at women in a way that they might want good for me, that they might be looking at me and not thinking the worst of me. And it's been amazing. It's an amazing experience here. We had to sit down a couple times on my behalf just to kind of show me what Brandy might need to work on. And it was out of love. And that, for me, had never happened. And I think in normal families and real families, you know, you do discuss things. And we talk about things when something goes wrong. And what I found here was family. I found a loving way to talk about my feelings and to talk about life. And through chapels, I learned what God wants for me. And I did find God here. And
wow.
We, the end, can't take it away. I don't know where to go from that.
But
no, I before we opened the mic, we were talking about another subject altogether, and you were talking about the young lady who really needed a dad to be at home. And what were some of the ramifications of your not having that male leadership at the home at that really transitional late high school point in your life?
I ended up, due to not having a father in my life or a father, a male figure, I leaned on a male. I searched out a boyfriend and ended up marrying a man that was ultimately no good for me. I sought out that male attention, and I made choices that ultimately led me to not focus on what was best for me and maybe what God had for me, because I was looking to a man. And it's just important that that I have God be the man of my life today.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the big thing for all of us. The greatest commandment: love the Lord your God with everything you got. Mm-hmm. Start there. Don't move past that. That's today's priority, and filter everything through that grid. And the second one's pretty much like it. Mm-hmm. Love other people as much as you love yourself. And if we filter our life through that grid, boy, it's going to be a lot easier. You were in the garden. That's primarily alternative sentencing. Did you come from the penal system?
No, I've never been arrested.
Okay.
By the grace of God.
You just needed a higher accountability and more structured world.
I did. I have a 3.5-year-old daughter, Scarlett, and I did get a CPS case due to my drug addiction. I had to leave my job of 4.5 years to go to rehab. And so I did lose custody. And so I was still struggling, and I chose to, I needed a long term. Mm-hmm. I needed to learn how to live life. And so I still have visitation, but yes, I needed to learn how to live, and I needed the Lord.
Mm-hmm. How did you come to evangelism?
I heard about it through word of mouth. It was really crazy. I had heard about it on the radio also. It was 99.3, I believe.
99.9.
I didn't even know about Evangel Home until I think it was a week before I had gotten here. I'd heard it on the radio, and a friend of mine in the rooms of AA had pointed me in this direction. Mm-hmm. And I called, and I asked for a place. And
so what did you think? What did you expect, and what did you find?
When I came here, I told Patty Jennings, I said, I just need a place. I don't have a place that I belong. And she said, well, hopefully you'll belong here. Mm-hmm. And that comment just made me so comfortable. And then I remember the day I came in here, the lunch, I came in at 10, and Jerry greeted me. And she ate lunch with me. And I remember being so overwhelmed in the lunchroom with all the people, and feeling so scared. But when Jerry talked to me, and knowing that she was the director, and that she was so one-on-one, and it was just amazing. I felt really at home here, and I felt the presence of the Lord. The prayers, the circle of singing and clapping, and then the prayer was just, it was comforting. I knew that I was home.
And at what point did you decide to long-term, to look for the long-term program? Sorry, I redded my lips this morning, and work more diligently on changing.
The day that I called and spoke to Patty, I had used methamphetamine that morning, and I knew that I was done. And I called her and I said I wanted help. And she said, if I could remain sober for 1 week, that this could be my home for 9 months. And I said, yes, I will do it. And she said, okay. And I called every day for that week.
Wow. So you were committed to change. You had reached the end of your rope saying, this ain't working, I got to do something else, before you ever got here.
Yes. The father of my child told me he was going to court to take her away from me completely.
Okay. Was there a class in the process that was maybe most important to you?
I would have to say it was the Timothy class and the boundary class. I learned a lot about other people's boundaries that I never paid attention to, and therefore my boundaries also that I was letting others step over.
Now, you're graduating right away soon, right?
Yes, May 30th.
May 30th. Now, are you looking at Community Connection?
I am. I am working on completing my application as of right now.
And Jim, remember when earlier we talked about the apartments and all of the dynamics that go on over there because of all of the different lives of the women.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy will be going, if she's accepted into Community Connection, from the Garden, which even though they're different women, they're six women who live together, and that alone kind of forces them together. And they don't have the freedom, so they're not going to have quite the temptation in that house that the women do in the apartments. Yes, the women in the Garden go out on passes, and they could do all sorts of things, but that has to be part of the process of helping them get on the right road.
Mm-hmm.
When the women in the Garden go to the apartments, there's more freedom. And so that's something that we would really covet prayers for Brandy and anyone moving from Garden to Community Connection, because that very freedom can strangle them.
Yeah.
That very freedom can be the rock that makes them stumble harder than they ever did before. And we've seen that.
Exactly.
So, Brandy, that's kind of my admonition to you that...
And it's so key to have those relationships that you're with people who are further advanced than you are and know those temptations and can guide you through that, a mentor, if you will. Because you're going to be looked to by the women who are yet in the program and are struggling through where you have been. And the tendency is to slip to where they are, not continue to advance to where your mentor is.
Yes.
It's like Chuck Swindoll said, if you go gardening with white gloves, you don't wind up with glovy mud. You wind up with muddy gloves. Bad company corrupts good morals. You have to have those relationships with people who can keep you on the straight and narrow. Those relationships are key. Your comment?
That's why I would love to stay here. I need this to continue this structured environment. I believe that it would benefit me best to continue to be in a close-knit environment while I still continue to test my abilities and my new coping strategies.
Well, we're almost out of time. I just want to wrap up by just a word to our listeners. Friends, as you hear, lives are being changed here. God is at work through the ministry of Evangel Home. And if there's any way you can help us, anything you can do, start with prayer. If you got some finances, you'd love to commit to helping lives be changed like Brandy, give us a call. Ken, it's your turn. We're out of time. Thank you, our listening friend, for joining us today on this adventure we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or online evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.